Coming to print media you have two vehicles, which is newspaper and the magazine, two channels, my apology once again, newspaper and the magazine. Print medias are generally a lasting media. When I say lasting media, the time duration that it is available to is longer. Over 6,000 newspapers are published in 1,000 plus languages. You can see there are magazines, etc. There are national dailies, weeklies, financial newspaper, business newspapers, industry newspapers, etc. Or the magazine, so to say. Color, the pagination, etc. The target audience, everything is a different in such case. You can really get your right appeal conveyed to the right audience. If I had to talk about the newspaper, wide reach, visible, good readership, etc. Readership is a different use, which gets captured during NRS, National Readership Survey, so to say. And that result they publish, our readers are. So they give you a genre who reads, teenage or high income or say like Nature of People, etc. So that what makes the media selection easy. Reach and frequency both, newspaper can be used. So as you see that on launch, you will see one full page ad, then gradually half page, then the quarter page. So that's a quarter page and all is a frequency building. High first page and all is a reach builder, so to say. Cost is moderately high, but the low cost of production and the reach makes it an effective medium. So advantage of print media or the newspaper are many. Good reach, as I have already mentioned, goes to the millions of people, and in that the number of people per household. So you can see that there are dailies, frequency can be built quickly, and so in a daily you can build your frequency much better. Readers are above an average in terms of education, so those who read newspaper are considered as an educated lot. Cover semi-literate also, the professional, upscale, different nature of individuals are covered by this medium. Can be produced with extremely short deadline, possible to produce. Many times you don't notice the next day. If there is a Nokia cell phone problem, the next day the advertisement has come. Or if there is a criticism by something, the next day you will see that the reply is filed by the advertiser to some government criticism or some media news coming in. So produce in a shorter time. Possible to modify the content, localize the content, look and feel can be localized. So that's an advantage. Allows ads to be built in any size that you want. Nowadays, newspaper offer a lot of creative flexibility. Also, newspaper editorial equity adds to the legitimacy in your media selection, and people will therefore throng such newspaper. You will have a high readership, and they believe what has been published in that. Being tangible form, allows a reader to read at its own convenience, can reread again. So when they do that, your ads. Likelihood of notice is increasing. Non-intrusive, and it doesn't suddenly come on it. I have chose to open and read the paper, and therefore your ad is there. It is not impacting my reading. Only if I have a connect or a need for that product solution, I will refer to the advertisement. The disadvantage is, so to say, with the high readership and circulation, charges are very expensive. As the newspaper becomes popular, the release charges are costly. Source of very high clutter, classifieds are there. All product want to be present. So you see there is a lot of clutter out there. Printed on newsprints, thus reproduction is not very good. So the quality of the paper that the newspaper producer uses determines. Therefore, you have a separate class of supplements. So that encourages the advertiser to increase. So you have 3-4 pages, which are 4 pager, separate supplement on high class paper, very, very soft, very shiny, etc. So that's why they are doing all that thing. Average lifespan is just few minutes in a day. If you are noticed, notice. If you are not noticed, gone. High percentage of media wastage likely. So, TG reach may be poor because of that aspects earlier one. Online editing reading is nowadays getting done. So, people are even abandoning the read of newspaper. You see the print is really appealing to people to refer print media, etc. That appeal kind of orientation has started. So now we study another print media called magazine. As you know, the magazines really matter a lot in the lives of individuals, maybe decreasing level of popularity today. However, as you see that there are articles of interest, there are specialized magazines on the subjects, etc. So the classification of magazines can be on many ways: publication frequency, which is weekly, monthly, bi-monthly, quarterly, etc., or classified based on the audience: consumer, business, trade, professionals, etc. It's a chosen medium. The person is chosen to subscribe or buy that, you know, particular magazines. Therefore, the involvement is there in that media. Classification helps you to proper targeting. So the way you want to target, you can do that effectively with magazine. Reader is buying, involved in it, decision making. So he's engaged with the medium. Different levels of bonding with the audience is possible. It's like a kind of auto magazines. We'll see high bonding. Fashion magazine, we'll see a high bonding. Okay, so level of bonding differs with the interest and the magazine subjects, etc. Far better print quality than any other newspaper media. Many specialized magazines are designed for a well-defined target segments, Film Fair, Outlook, etc. You know, so they appeal to a specific set of target audience. Ads in take can attract like-minded people. So the magazine belongs to a like-minded people. So advertisement in that will go to the people, like-minded people, you know, professionals, business people, etc. Fashion enthusiast, so to say, if it is in a Gladrex and those kind of. So this is what I mean. A magazine has its own power. Same is an advantage of magazines. Reproduction is better. Flexibility, the type, the size, frequency, etc. You can have. There's a lot of flexibility it offers. Reach specific target audience. It gives you really a good power on reach. One is a mass appeal where you hope to reach certain, you know, target segments. But this is a very high reach, same target segment, micro segmenting that you have done. So you reach larger number of people in one shot. Allows readers to read their own time. So the power is that they will refer to it when at their convenience. Your ad will still be looked at. That's what the belief here is. They kept for a longer duration. Magazines remain, you know, in circulation, in reading mode, etc. So maybe your ads are referred frequently. So that's another aspect of it. So it helps you to build frequency also. So beyond the right reach, it helps you to build a frequency. You may not have been seen once, but when he's referring again and again, you might get noticed. So that way the reach and the frequency gets built up, frequency especially. The disadvantage of magazine ad is it's a costlier medium than the newspaper. Cost of ad differ based on the popularity of the magazine. So readership and the reach matters according to the rate differs. Overall reach among the target audience may be lower. There are magazines which people use it only for a main articles or a few articles, etc. If you are not appearing in those areas or closer to that area, you may get ignored. That's another possibility. Longer lead time. So like for example, photo magazines, and which I used to subscribe, the back pages are essentially about the profile of a photographer, the comparison of the cameras, etc. I essentially cover the learning part of a photography or write thematic photography related article. Rest of the thing I don't do it. So this what, you know, that's a lower, this line should not confuse you, otherwise we have earlier spoken. Longer lead time to print, yani the printing takes a time, therefore there is a periodicity to the magazines, and therefore you need to reach your schedule, you need to reschedule yourself as per their schedule time of production, etc. So that's a disadvantage. Cannot offer you the frequency as desired by you. Many times you want to build frequency quickly, that is not possible because magazine will get published as per their frequency. Magazines also started suffering from the clutter within the magazine, clutter by popular magazine on the same subjects, etc. So that's the clutter comes in as a problem. We come to the digital media, which is media of today, as we say. Internet is changing the way digital media is shaping up. The reach and the frequency, both the cost has drastically fallen. Gives you global connectivity once you release your this thing, and if you have a right approach to SEOs and various other sponsorship selection, etc., means your profile selection while you release your message, then you connect globally. And generally, the younger and more digital savvy people engage with such media. Website is further changing the way the dynamic approach to website vis-a-vis the static is changing the way consumer engages with the website. You have an interactive there, interactivity out there. other digital media such as social media, banners and all are creating the blogs and so many other aspects are shaping it up that you can corner, you can flank your target customers at various touch points and get the desired reach and the frequency. People are more engaged with social media, people are more engaged with digital media. So that's a given aspect of the digital media, and it enhances the selling support, it enhances the funnel development support, selling funnel as you say, gets you a lot of leads, gets you a lot of engagements, gets you a lot of word of mouth, forwards, creates the buzz, you know, so to say. That's the power of digital media. It is found to be suitable for both business to consumers and business to business. That is the people selling to another industry are not directly selling their product to the end consumers. It can enhance the trail comparison and demonstration. So these are the areas where the digital communication plays a role. It can build you the trail. It can give you the easy comparison, demonstrations and engagements are possible. So the few advantages of digital media are internet enabled companies to gain exposure. So you are able to get better exposure with your internet as your power at a fraction of the cost, yani, because internet advertisement once created, it remains in circulation till the right audience reaches there. It has a capability to target a very specific target audience. So depending on the media you select, you are able to reach out to the specific. So the wastage is supposedly lower wastage. Result of a precise targeting, because you are able to precise target, message appeal can be designed to suit the target audience. Various flexibility, though it may not be as flexible as a TV or other thing, gives you a lot of, nowadays even videos can be played on various digital media. So it has a different power. Video based communication has increased on digital media over last, especially during COVID and all. So stronger potential to increase customer involvement and the satisfaction. Customer visit those places at the predetermined interval, etc., to see specific things, etc. So when you are planned manner, you are there, you get a good exposure and good reach can be achieved. And there is a feedback, because real-time data is available. What customer does with your this thing, likes or forwards, etc., ranks it, remarks on it, etc. So that gives you a lot of feedback. So that's the power of digital media. Disadvantages, couple of them. For such a powerful medium, number of ads creates clutter. So many people again wants to communicate, you know, simultaneously. So there is a clutter, there is a noise out there. Consumer comes to internet for some need. Now, when they see the various banner ads, etc., popping up, especially interstitial ads, etc., when he's either entering or leaving, that's a bit of an annoying aspect. Its reach still be far behind television and other media. Unreliable research data means people do various online research through using digital media, but they are not, say, dependable, because one is the sampling is unknown. Second is people have given their feedback at that particular moment, which may not be the right stage, so to say. User friendliness depends on backbone. So I am user friendly. I feel that, you know, this is a user friendly, but provided my download speed, India is still not 5G ready. 4G itself has created a lot of hassles for a long time. So broadband reach, the speed of download makes the media more friendly or unfriendly. Coming to out-of-home media, which is a lot of media comes under that. As you see, the last line also talks about shopping bags and uniforms, etc. So out-of-home media is like hoardings that you see, billboards, bus stops, specific advertisements, etc. Even many times nowadays, the moving vehicles and all are being considered. It offers a lot of flexibility. It offers you a potential to create wider reach or repeat the message. So the repeat of the message will ensure both reach and frequency. So that's a geographical targeting is possible. So if your product is for high end, then maybe I will put up hoardings in Malabar Hill or Juhu or, you know, BKC, etc. So that way I can target also. So that is possible. Lot of media that has been mentioned out here, local train, bus shelters, buses also. Modern outdoor medias are like bulletin boards and posters, neon signages, etc. So these are emerging as a new media. And various other localized media, which I have spoken about, shopping bags and uniforms, etc., creates its own appeal to the recipient. advantages of OOH is many, it gives a proper placement. You are able to plan your placements to get notice. So that's one. So it increases the exposure. It gives a reach also. The consumer may not have seen your advertisement in the morning in the newspaper, but while driving it, he notices it. And so that it creates that reach. Can be placed at a very strategic location. There are so many strategic location-based billboards and bus shelters, etc. available. Cover local and national markets simultaneously or in a phased manner. That's another advantage. If you are rolling out in a phased manner, then you might as well spend in a phased manner. Okay. A lot of creative solutions and innovative solutions they also offer you. Therefore, attention is there. You know, you create that attention. Promotion can bring, you know, if you are promoting, it can really create high leads and high conversion. People will notice promotions very well on OOH, and therefore their ability to get into it is very high. You might just see it, and you have been seeing it for 2-3 days, these promotion ads, and you suddenly saw, and you might decide, hey, where is a nearby shop, you know, let's go and see this. So that also has happens. Modern print technologies has really created the, reduced the time that is needed. The flags, earlier I remember in the bus board, or painting and all was taking its own time. Now you have a flex material, backlit is possible, overnight printing, so a lot of things. Disadvantages, high degree of waste. Everyone who passes by are not your target audience. Every target audience not necessarily will notice your billboards, etc., or any other OOH media. Exposure time is very low. So in that time to get noticed, get your message delivered, etc., is a challenge. So the reach, the frequency, and the cost that you go into it may at times make the medium expensive in terms of effectiveness. In many vantage point, OOH may face restrictions due to high incidence of accidents, and also government bans that locations or anything like that. So these are the disadvantages of OOH media. So friends, in this particular chapter, we have learned various media vehicles, their advantage, their disadvantage, limitations, etc., what they are and all. So I am sure you have got the complete perspective of media vehicles. Thank you.